start today, Perek Yud, Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata, Perek Yud, Laws of Ice and Refrigerator on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, so maybe a short, very short akadama. We're going to learn more about Mukzeh of Noilad. Noilad, Moilid, there's many types of Noilad and Moilid. We're going to learn about that when you get to chapter 22. Towards the end, there's a very long notes over here. At the end of 22, all this is about Noilad, just the notes, okay? So we're not going to learn through all this, but we're going to discuss the different sides of Noilad when you get there. But Noilad is one of the Mukzeh prohibitions of Chachomim. Okay, they prohibited Noilad for different reasons and different cases. But if you generalize it, you can say that as it's something new, and there's different types of Noilad and Moilid, whether it's something completely new or it's something that you change the form or whatever it is. But bottom line, Chachamim saw that if you're going to let them do this, they're going to then let go and get, and they will be used to create things, they will do actual Melochis and Shabbos. Okay? Now, one of those Noilads that we're talking about is ice and water. It has the name of water, and when it's frozen, it has the name of ice. Or it's frozen, it's snow, and when it's defrosted, it's rain or it's water. Yeah, so we will see also in water, generally dew, for example, was air, you know, was the humidity that the air can hold. Yeah, but it's the humidity in the air, so it's part of the air. It's air, and now it's water. Yeah, also from the air conditioning, it's dew, again, exactly the same as dew. From an air conditioning, it comes out, the water that drips out, it takes out from the air, it dehumidifies it, yeah, it reaches the dew point, and it becomes water. So, Aleph, hachanat kerach v'afsharato, v'chen afsharat shelek b'shabbat, echmur b'hem chachamim, mishum nolad kefi shu yivoar. It says, as we will see, preparing ice, defrosting snow on Shabbos, chachamim, made the Chumran this of Noilad. What? So he starts. Mutar leafshir kerach b'shabbat or b'yom tov. Im omnam imav ilchu leibud. You're allowed to defrost ice on Shabbos and Yom Tov if it's going to waste. For example, kigon, latet gushei kerach al gabei perot kedei letzanenam. You have fruit, the fruit are warm, or you want the fruit to be cold. You take ice cubes from the freezer or ice, chunks of ice, and you throw on it, and what's going to happen? The ice is going to cool the fruit, and the ice itself will defrost. But you're not using the ice to defrost it. So the thing which is Noilad here is ice before and after water. So you changed a form, and it changes the name also. As we'll see later, if it doesn't change the name, it's okay. So we'll see an ice cream, for example. Defrosted ice cream or frozen ice cream, both of them are called ice cream. If it's called ice cream, that means you can freeze it, you can defrost it, whatever you want, because it's ice cream. But here, we change it from ice to water, or water to ice.
So what you're doing here?
You're... So here, you're doing Noilad of water or Noilad of ice. Depends if you're freezing it or defrosting it.
It says okay.
But it says it's okay if it goes to waste.
Right.
If it goes to waste, then you're not interested in what's changing. You're not interested in the water. You want the ice. You would be happy if it would remain ice and keep your fruit nice and cold. And then you can put it back in the freezer, you know? But no, it's not how it works. It's ice and it defrosts into water, but you're not interested in the water. And therefore, the action that you are doing is you cooling fruit. The fact that the byproduct or a psik ratio of it, it will defrost, it's not the rice, it's not the meloche, it's just a mukzeh de rabbanon. As I said, you have no intention in it, then you can do that. Or another case where you can do that, Beis here he says inside the zorkam letoch kiyor amidbach, if he throws it in a sink. He doesn't want the ice anymore. Throw it in the sink. What's going to happen over there? It will defrost, obviously. But he's not interested in that water that will defrost. It's going to waste. And therefore, Chachamim and this did not forbid him. וכן מותר לשפוך מים, אפילו מים חמים כל שאין היד צולדת בהם, על תבנית שבה קוביות קרח, כדי שבנקל יוכל להוציא את הקרח מן התבנית. So we have ice cubes in a tray. And you want to get some ice cubes out. And the problem is that it's frozen, it's very cold, and it's hard, and you can't, you know, some of them, you can, if it's silicone, you can easily push up. And the old ones we used to have from aluminium that we put in the fridge, we would crack it a bit, twist it a bit, right? But Tachis, you want to get out, and it's hard to get out. You allow to go under the tap, open. If you have Shabbat smart hot water, it's below Yatzeled this boy. You can open the hot water, put your tray under, let the ice cubes melt a bit, and then you can get them out. Because again, you're not interested in the water that comes out. You want the ice, it's just you need to release it like this.
How much
temperature
water really?
Yatzeled bo? So, we do not know exactly where when it becomes Yad Soledet Bo. We know what's definitely not Yad Soledet Bo. We know definitely what's yes Yad Soledet Bo. Okay? So we say definitely yes is about 71 to 73 degrees. Definitely Yad Soledet Bo. Definitely not. There's opinions. One opinion says 40 degrees. One says 43. One says 45. Wow. And one says 52. Okay? Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says it's not less than 45, and that's how we do. Yad Soledet Bo is not less than 45. We don't know if it's 45 or 46 or 50 or 55. We know that 71 to 73 is definitely Yad Soledet Bo. According to Chacham Ben Zion Abba Shaul, you have to be choshesh from Yad Soledet Bo at 40 degrees. They say B'Shem Chazonish the same. Reb Moshe Feinstein said to be Machmir compared to 45, he said 43. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a long proof that it's not less than 45. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank said not less than 52, but I don't know anyone that goes according to that. But those are the different temperatures. So you can take water, which is what you agree below Yad Soledet Bo, and put on the tray of ice, and although some of the ice will melt, and that's nolad, mukse of nolad, but because you know, and you don't need that water, you actually need the ice, so Chachamim did not forbid you on that one, because you're not going to come to do something forbidden, because you're not doing something now. Bet. Now, וכן מותר ליתן קוביות קרח בכלי שיש בו מים ומשקים אחרים, כדי שתמססו בתוך הכלי ויצננו את המשקין. מותר לעשות כן מכיוון שהמים הנפשרים לא ניכרים בפני עצמם. So you allowed to take an ice cube, ice cubes on Shabbat, and put it inside the cold drink, or inside the hot drink, to make it a cold drink, right? Although now the water, we said before that you could put the ice on the fruit, because you're not interested in the water, you're only interested in the ice cooling the fruit. The fact that it defrosts, this noilad, you're not interested in that noilad. However, when you put it into the ice cubes, now you are interested. Right, you want it in the drink. You want it to melt inside. It adds to this drink, but you put in it. The purpose you put in it is to cool, and the fact that it melts inside there, you don't actually see it. You cannot. It's not tangible, because it melts. It mixes into the drink straight away, and therefore, and this Chachamim said, okay, if you're not doing it in a way that it's evident, then we won't forbid it. And therefore, you can put ice in the drinks. And
you should put water first and then ice, and not ice and then water.
I was asked this question this last Shabbat when I did a chazal on this, and it's a good question. Do you put the ice first and then the Coke? Do you put the ice only in the Coke, or can you put the ice and fill the Coke on top of it?
Also, when you put an ice jug out, you should always put water at the bottom as well.
Like, why?
A tub of ice.
Yeah.
All ice cubes in there. Should you put a bit of water? I always understood you put a bit of water in there first.
Why?
In case it melts.
Ah, so it's not. So you don't. So it's not seen.
Yeah.
So it mixes into that.
I always go up there. You don't know.
Oh, look! If you're not intending to make water and you actually want it to be ice, then you don't need to do that. Okay. If your intention is that you want to have ice, the fact that some of it melts is actually annoys you. You don't want it to melt. You know.
It's guaranteed to happen.
That's fine, but you don't want it. You have no interest in it. If you have no interest in it, Chachamim said you can do that, and therefore you could put it on top of fruit, because you're not interested in a liquid. You could put it inside the water, because you want to drink it and it's cooling down. The fact that it melts inside, it's again not tangible. You don't see it, it's not in front of you, so it's not your intention to melt it. You would be happy if the ice cubes will stay as they are and the Coke will just get cold, right? That'll be very nice. The fact that it adds water, it ruins a bit the taste, right? So you're not interested in it, and therefore it's not a problem. You can do it on Shabbat.
You can put the ice and then the Coke afterwards. That's okay.
The question on the ice of the Coke is like this. If you put the ice inside the Coke, you don't see the ice defrosting, and that's the idea, right? if you put the ice first and the Coke second, you still don't see the Coke defrosting, right? So I don't see any problem with putting it. If you like it more the other way around, because you want to just cover the ice with Coke, you want to have it that way, fine, you can do that. Yeah, I don't see a reason why not. Okay, and then he says, ואף מותר לשבור גושי קרח לצורך זה. In other words, you have a big chunk of ice, you want to make ice cubes out of it, you can break it to pieces. That's fine. אבל טוב יעשה אם יקפיד שלא להמיס את הקרח שבתוך המשקין בידיים ובכפית. So you have ice inside the water, even if it's inside the liquid. Not necessarily water, inside the liquid. But you now want to make it smaller piece. You want to defrost it. You want to faster. You want it to defrost faster in. So the water, the liquid becomes colder for whatever reason. It says, don't do it by hand. Not with your hand, not with a tool. Let it defrost on its own. That's the right thing to do. So shortly we will see that Chachamim allowed you in a case where you really need the drink. You really need it. And you don't have another way of doing it, then you can even take ice and put it in an empty cup to defrost it into a drink. Because again, it's a prohibition Chachamim made, but in extreme cases, Chachamim allowed to do it. We'll see in a minute. Now, Gimel, אבל אל ישים לכתחילה גושי קרח בתוך כוס ריקה על מנת להפשירם להשתמש במהם. So לכתחילה, you should not put ice into an empty cup for it to melt, because that will be this noilad. ודין זה נוהג בין בשבת ובין ביום טוב. שבת ביום טוב is the same for this. עבר ועשה כן, אין המים הנפשרים אסורים לשתייה או לכל שימוש אחר. That's interesting. So prohibition chachom, the chachom. We know prohibition derabonon, for example, a type of bishul derabonon or something like this. You did it on Shabbos, then chachomim said you cannot use it till Motzei Shabbos b'chdei sheyasu. Right, you have to wait on Motzei Shabbos, the time it takes to make it, just to make sure. Why chachomim did it? They wanted to make sure that people won't say, it's derabonon. I really need it. Okay, I can't like this. I won't be allowed to have it. Okay, sure, I'll make it for Motzei Shabbos. At least I have it straight on Motzei Shabbos, straight on time. So they took that joy away as well. Okay, to make sure. That's on however, here, in this case, it doesn't become forbidden. What is this? He brings it from the Mishneh Berurah and Shin Yudchet Kuf Zayin in the Mishneh Berurah. Now he says, however, Ulam, Tov Yaseh, Im Yimana Lishtamesh Bem. The best thing is to avoid using it. אם אמנם יש לו מים אחרים לשתייה, if he has other water to drink, בשעת הצורך מותר להפשיר הקרח בכוס ריקה לכתחילה. So if someone doesn't have, you could take different cases. For example, I'll give you an example. You have, you don't have clean water, and you only have ice, and you need it. Okay? Could be different cases where you really need that cold water. You don't have it, you need cold water. And you only have a hot, and then that's a way to, or dirty, or whatever, so then you can do it on Shabbos. But like Atchide, you avoid the noilad of it. Okay? Now, Daled, freezing water. Tov limana b'Shabbat, it's good to avoid on Shabbos. To pay attention to the language. Good to avoid. Milatet b'Shabbat o b'yom tov mayim letoch ta'ak paf. I'm putting water in the freezer in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Amanat lofcham lo kubiyot kerach, elem kenish b'tzach. Only if it is a great need. Yeah? Good example would be, you have only hot water. The sun was shining yesterday, was very hot, 40 degrees. Today is again hot. The tank on the roof is boiling hot. You have a cold water tank on the roof. It's boiling hot. You want a drink. What do? So that's all you have. You don't have ice cubes. And you want to drink water. So you can take this water and put it in the freezer, wait for it to cool down. Before it cools down, take it out. We'll see, you can do that on Shabbat as well, which in Shin Yudchet Yudalet, we said you're not allowed to do it when it's putting water near, let's say, the fire, so the water heats, even if you intend to pull it out before it becomes a Yatzoledet Bo. Yeah? But this you're not allowed. But when it comes to ice, you allow the Katchila to put water in the freezer with a cup, in a cup, and then pull it out before it freezes. However, if you have a situation...
That's with iced coffee.
What?
Iced coffee. People like to make iced coffee when it's slush. You want it to be slush.
So you want it to be slush. And...
So you put it in with milk. You put it in the coffee and everything else. And then I put it into the freezer usually for an hour and a half, 2 hours. I know that's the amount of time that I take it out. I like to make vichage with this.
Right. And, so if you freeze it...
But you want it drinkable.
What does it become in the end? It becomes
slush.
Slush
like
is
like a thicker.
So slush is different from. It's probably the same Neuland. If does it have a different name? You see, a different question would be an interesting question. Someone asked me. Someone asked me a question about orange juice. Ah, okay. Why? Why am I saying orange juice? Okay, we'll see later that we can take a ice cream. Like I mentioned before, we can take ice cream. You can actually make an ice cream mix on Shabbos. If it's liquid, you don't have to do any shinuim. We said then lash. If it's not liquid, you have to do the shinuim of lash. The way you put the ingredients, put it the other way around and stir it shtiva erev, not in a round mix. Okay? But other than lisha, you can freeze that material on Shabbos to make ice cream. And that's not noilad. Why? Because it was ice cream when it's soft and it's ice cream when it's frozen. It has the same name. Frozen ice cream, defrosted ice cream. Or if you have ice cream in the freezer and you actually don't want to eat it cold. You want to eat it cold but not frozen. So you want to put it in a cup. You want it to defrost over there. You can do it tekatchila on Shabbos again. Because you're not doing a noilad, there's no shinu yishem. There's no new name.
The shinu yishem is the best.
Exactly.
This is not shinu yishem. So, like Coke, if you take Coke, you put it in the freezer for an hour and a half. It's, like, it's still called Coke. It's just icy Coke.
Okay, so...
It's the same thing.
So if it's called ice, then it probably... we know it's not okay. It's a problem. If it's called slush, so maybe it's not anymore
slush
a drink.
It's still called Coke.
It's just, I think it's become bits of ice.
Coke is probably...
It's like water and ice. Coke is still Coke. It's just a slushy Coke.
Okay, how do you call it? If you take a Ribena with water, how do you call it?
Ribena.
Yeah, a drink, right? Yeah. Liquid, a drink. And if you have slush, when you sell it, will you sell it in the shop as liquid drink or you will sell it as slush? A name. It has a name. It has a...
That's different.
Like you still have
okay, interesting. I think that the idea is mainly change of name, but I need to look it up to see what maybe until Wednesday maybe I can look up to see if I can find anyone that mentioned slush. Okay, but that's
do it on Shabbos though. Like, if you want cold drink,
I'll add ice cubes and make it freezing cold like that. Yeah. I don't make it in slush.
If you put bottle of Coke in the freezer, let's say, to get that's it really cold for the meal.
If you want it really cold and
but
it becomes slush, you're okay. Because you didn't intend to make slush. That's what we said, the difference between putting it near the fire to heat it up to this one. This one Chachamim did not forbid to cool it down. That maybe you'll forget to take it out because it's not your intention and it's not what you're doing. Even if it became ice, it's not what you're trying to do. Yeah, but if you actually are trying to do it, you cannot cheat the system and say, I'm trying to cool it down. And I say, let's leave it there, you know. So it's okay, so lekatchila I said avoid putting an ice cube. However, if there's tzorich gadol bekach, if you really need it, then you would be allowed to do it. But you're allowed to put מותר לתת מים לתק פס סמוך לכניסת השבת והחג, המנת להופכם לו כקרביות קרח בשבת. You can put it Friday afternoon or ערב חג afternoon to become ice on Shabbos. This you're allowed to do, as opposed to, for example, shehiyo, which you're not allowed to do. You cannot take food which is not fully cooked and put it on the platter before Shabbat. Yeah, because it's not fully cooked, unless if it's kderech haita, unless if it's not cooked at all, yeah? Or sometimes if you want to put, just before Shabbos, you realize that your food is half-cooked, it's not fully cooked, what do? I can't put it now, I can't shehiya, I can't put it on the platter anymore for Shabbos. So what you do is you go to the freezer, grab a piece of meat or a piece of chicken, which is completely fresh or not cooked, put it inside, and now you know you're not going to touch it anymore till tomorrow morning, so the prohibition of Shehiya doesn't stand anymore because it's like Derech Haita and you can do it. So this tricks how to do it. But this is over there. Here, he says, you're allowed to put water in the freezer before Shabbos, although it's going to freeze on Shabbos because you're doing nothing in it, you're not doing the Neuland anymore. It happens on its own. Okay? וכן מותר להפעיל מבעוד יום מכונה לעשיית קוביות קרח במשך השבת והחג. So you switch on the machine that makes the ice cubes before Shabbos, and then it continues making it on Shabbos, and that's okay.
Okay.
Wait a second. Well, you can let the ice machine make ice?
No, I'm not talking about... you're talking about the fridge with the ice maker, yeah? That's a tiny one. Yeah. No, we're not talking about that one. We're talking about... You have a big ice machine, like you have those in the hotels, you know, those big ice machines.
Constantly filling.
And the machine was off before Shabbos. So you filled it up with water and you're freezing it. You switch it on. And it starts making the ice now, but the ice will only be ready on Shabbos. Yeah. So the fact that the ice will be ready on Shabbos will continue making it on Shabbos is not a problem because you started before Shabbos and that's fine.
Machines are generally a problem because as you take out ice, it creates more ice.
Those machines are on timers. No.
Okay, so again.
Commercial ones?
Almost, yeah.
They're on demand? I thought they're just constantly throwing ice, no?
No, they do it as they have a limit. Levels? But that's a separate one.
Interesting.
Okay, so if you take out and new comes in and it makes new ice, that's a different question.
You can turn off the sensor.
גם מותר להכניס מים בשבת או בחג לתא הקפאה על מנת לקררם ולציים לפני שיוקפאו. So here is where he says that you can also put water on Shabbos and Yom Tov in the freezer to cool it down, to remove it before it got frozen. And even if it got frozen, you will be okay. You're not intending for it to freeze, but if it happened, you did not transgress any of it.
So if you measure Shabbos or Chag, is everything else the same Shabbos or Chag, or just this point? Is there other things about Yom Tov different Shabbos?
Generally, we always say, but we know that Chachomim did not permit any of the melachos before Lisha. Right? All the other melachos, we have to do it before, because you can do it on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Yom Tov, sorry. You can do it on Erev Yom Tov, so you won't come to do it on Yom Tov, and therefore... they only allowed from Lisha and onwards. We learn sometimes there's specific places when they allowed something. But otherwise, up to Lisha, you can do all of that before Shabbos. It's not going to get spoiled. It's going to stay as good as otherwise. So we reach Perek Yud, Hey.